Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to sit down with Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott and talk Trojan football. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Thank you, KJN, last week here.
Yeah, last week here of the season, and you get to go on the road to take on Red Oak. First, we'll take a look back at last week. Nice win at home there against Shenandoah. Looked like your team did a lot of nice things.
Yeah, you know, I thought both offensively and defensively we really played well. You know, our special teams had a couple breakdowns, specifically kickoff team a couple times. They returned two kickoffs, so that's a real concern going into this week. We needed to change a few things schematically as well as personnel-wise, but I think we've got that shored up.
Anything in particular on the offensive side of the ball that really worked well for you? Obviously, the numbers for Tyler speak for themselves, but I guess what kind of action up front was working well?
Well, we started out with our toss game, which is something we've been under center running all year, and this time we just did it out of the shotgun. So that, even though that looks like it's different out of the shotgun, it's the same blocking scheme and then the same things going on, just a little bit different look for their defense, and that proved to really help us out. Also off of that, the counter game. So really, for our offensive line, nothing really changed as far as blocking scheme. It just was out of a different look out of the shotgun.
On the defensive side of the ball, your guys obviously are playing pretty sound assignment-wise. I know you've been happy with the way they've progressed as the season has moved along, everybody kind of doing their job.
Yeah, I thought the telling tale of our defense was in their very first drive. They took the kickoff right away, kind of marched down, and then but as we got closer to the end zone, our defense really tightened up and started playing well. So, you know, a little bit on our heels right away, but they shore some things up and then got the ball back for us. So on a turnover run down. So that was a huge point in the game really early on, but it kind of spoke volumes of where our defense is right now.
Well, certainly an incredible, memorable night for one player in particular, in Tyler Moen, running for those 523 yards and five touchdowns. He had a couple of defensive scores as well. That's just one heck of a night for an individual.
Yeah, you know, it couldn't happen to a better kid. And our offensive line, I know we're really, trying to push him down the road a little bit. Even before the game, our offensive line met, and they wanted him to go over 200 yards, and I'm sure that obviously was done. But it was good that he was meeting with them, and our offensive line put him on his back and wanted to get things done. They did a great job of getting him to the second level, and then Tyler, he's always got to make one guy miss, and that's exactly what he did.
Well, and he ends up, second all time with the rushing total in the game. I'm sure nobody was paying attention to anything like that during the contest.
No, I'm usually trying to hunt down a couple guys and trying to, rectify their play a little bit during the game. So that was nothing on our radar. Before the game, we were just shooting for 200 yards and just kind of a number that we threw out there with the offensive line. And when you get down and you take a step back and somebody mentioned that, it was really kind of eye opening. He barely touched the ball in the second half too. So a lot of that was done in the first half. So it's a credit to Tyler, and a credit to our offensive line.
Yeah, I guess if you look at that too, even more impressive when it's, I think it was 31 carries on the night and you get all that done. So, yeah, doing a lot of work there. And obviously everybody as a collective unit doing their job to make something like that happen.
Yeah, I can't say enough for those guys up front. Cale Roller, senior offensive tackle, Brody O'Brien, senior center, and Sage Archibald, our senior left tackle, along with Gunnar Kirchhoff and Devin McKay, both two juniors at guards. Those guys really, did a lot for him. And, one guy that probably doesn't speak much about is Garrett Reynolds. He kind of plays tight end for us. We move him around a lot, but he's really the center of getting that lead block for Tyler. So I thought all of those guys did a great job.
Well, and I know it was encouraged for a lot of guys to come back, and it sounded like you had a great turnout for former players that came out to support the guys and then got together for a little photo there after the game, kind of commemorate the last game before some changes are made there at the Trojan Bowl, and of course celebrating the anniversary here of Trojan football. It had to be kind of a special moment for all those guys to get together and enjoy that.
Well, I think it certainly was. And for me as well, just being an alum, it was great to see some of those guys and great to see our guys. Mingling with them and talking to some of those guys, telling some old stories, and that's what football is all about, and that's what the Trojan Bowl is all about. So it was just a great night, and our seniors, one of their goals we talked about a lot this year was legacy, and that's just part of leaving that legacy.
Yeah, certainly a good way to end the home schedule, and now you get a chance to end on a high note here on the road, taking on a Red Oak squad that certainly has struggled here throughout the season. They're a little bit low on numbers, and injuries have been part of their issue as well. Initially, what are your thoughts here on the Tigers?
Well, they got two nice running backs back from last year, and I know they haven't quite had the season that they wanted, as you mentioned, but those guys are still dangerous. It's not like they just poof or gone. So those two guys are real concerns. They're trying to get them the ball multiple ways, out of the backfield, out through the air. You know, they can do some damage in the open field. And then their quarterback, Ekternock, is a lefty, and that kind of changes things for our DBs on the back end. It's just different when you're facing a left-handed quarterback. The ball comes out different. The looks are different, and you're usually a step or two slower. So they can do some damage through the air, I think, and that's what they've been trying to do, and they've done okay that way. So our defense is going to be tested again.
Well, and it sounds like an offense that really tries to mix it up formation-wise as well, to give you some odd looks, maybe sending some guys out a little bit wider on the line of scrimmage, just trying to show you different things to keep you off guard.
Definitely. And, you know, it's been a concern of us earlier this year when other teams have kind of done some similar things. But we figured out that if we just line up and play our base defense and just bump some guys out of the box a little bit when they do that, we're best off, instead of just changing completely our whole defensive front. So that's what we're going to do. We're just going to line up, play defense, and hopefully tackle well.
Well, with a couple of good running backs, as you mentioned, obviously that's probably first priority, is get up there, kind of fill the box and make sure that they're not able to get that run game going.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's the real concern this week is can we get the run stop, get them one-dimensional also, and then, you know, let our DBs take care of things in the back end.
On the other side, what do you see here from the Tigers defensively?
Well, I'm sure, you know, after looking at last week's film, they're not going to let us get to the edge. I mean, we just ended up getting to the edge over and over and over. So this week we focused a little bit more on running the ball between the tackles. We just feel that that's probably what we're going to need to do to be successful. And once we start doing that, then we can probably get back to the edge. So for us, it's running the football. That's been our goal all year. I thought Garrett McLaren managed the game really well last week. He threw a touchdown pass, but we're going to try to air the ball out a little bit more with him this week, just because we feel like he's got his feet underneath him now, that he can kind of move the ball down the field through the air. So you'll see a little more balanced attack this week.
Well, and I'm sure that's something you would like to see here in this last game as well. I know at times it's kind of been a little bit sporadic as far as being able to give him enough time to be comfortable back there as well. There have been times where he's had to maybe move around and leave his spot a little bit sooner than you'd like, and obviously a chance to correct that here in the last week.
Yep, we're certainly working on that, and we, you know, he's had flashes of being really really nice player here, and then other times, you know, like you said, the protection breaks down, he's kind of scrambling and kind of running for his life a little bit back there. But I really like how Garrett competes and just has overall this year taken control of the huddle and getting us into the right formations. And, you know, sometimes being a quarterback handing the ball off isn't just that. It's a lot of other things, too, of getting guys in motion and reading what's going on before we do hand the ball off. So I think Garrett has really progressed well.
When you get to the last game of the year, it's always a little bit bittersweet. Some of those guys out there, last time that they're going to strap it up and play a competitive football. So I'm sure that's always that little extra added motivation to go out there, do your job, play well, and also have some fun at the same time.
Absolutely, and we've tried to do that a little bit this week. Our practice plan has been the same as it has been all week, but at the end of practice, we've tried to throw in a few different competition games where you know, guys are having fun and a little bit of running for the losing team. And I think our guys have responded well.
Well, I know you've been pretty pleased with the way that those guys have led here throughout the season also. You know, there was a point there in the season where you have a little tough stretch. You play a couple back-to-back top 10 teams, and it's, you know, hard to maybe get that past your mind and get ready and to go for these last couple games. Obviously, they showed that they're going to be ready to go, showing up the way they did last week, and that leadership's been there for this senior group.
It has all year. You know, they've never wavered. They've never really panicked or anything like that. It's just been the same thing week. They've come to work. When they get there, they've brought some energy. Our juniors have helped a little bit in that regards, but it's been all of our senior class, and we've got a great group of 8 seniors.
Well, as the season is winding down here, when you kind of take a glance back at how things have gone from day one to now, what have you been most proud of here with this team?
Well, I think just their overall, you know, positivity. As you mentioned earlier here just briefly, you know, there's been times where we've been not happy with our play. And when you play tough stretches, you've got to battle through that. And I think for me, I think that's going to be best served for them now moving on through life, especially that senior group is, you know, things aren't always going to go your way when you get out of school now. And how do you react and how do you handle those situations are really going to be the telling tale. And I think, you know, they're somewhat prepared for that moving forward.
Well, we look forward to seeing the guys strap it up here on Friday night. Coach, we appreciate your time here throughout the season to talk about the Trojans.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Thanks, KJN. We appreciate it.
All right, that's Trojan Preview here on KJN.